What's up, everybody? This is Chef Marcus Samuelson, and you're listening to This Moment. On this special episode today, it's all about celebration of our dear friend, chef, father, extraordinaire, Floyd Cardoz. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I was in the sciences.
You wanted to be a doctor.
I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a biochemist, and I read a book called Hotel
by Arthur Haley.
Arthur Haley, yeah. And when I read that book, I was like, wow, this is so much fun because I loved food growing up. Food was a big part of my life, and I said, oh, I could go work in a hotel. I could be in hospitality. I could eat whatever food I wanted.
Yeah. Right, you were.
Hello, everyone. This is Chef Marcus Samuelson, and today I'd like to take a moment to remember my dear friend, Chef Floyd Cardoz, that tragically passed away March 25th, 2020. Chef Floyd truly revolutionized how we look at Indian cuisine in America, mixing his signature spices and techniques into his food, capturing our hearts at his restaurant Tabla and many more. Beyond that, Floyd was a world traveler, mentor, humanitarian, a father of two sons, and a husband to his lovely wife, Barca, who would have celebrated 30 years of marriage with Floyd in April 2021. We talk to Barca in a moment and also hear from his son, Peter, and some chef friends as well.
And then I started cooking and realized that I was really good at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I'm really good at this. Maybe I should stay in this.
How difficult was it to leap into a role that isn't necessarily lauded in the same way in Indian culture?
It was very, very hard because when I went into the business and I worked in the kitchens, I was working 6 days a week, 14 to 16 hours a day. I lost all my friends, people who want to hang out with a cook.
This is for you, Chef.
Hi, I'm Barca Cardoz, Floyd Cardoz's wife. When we first got married, we had 2 pennies in our pocket. And so it was just like, let's just get married. Let's not worry about anything else. And so we said 30th was a big deal. And we were looking forward to having a big celebration with friends and family. April 2021.
Did you get married in India or in America?
We got married here. We got married in Queens, in New York. Yeah, we had 2 celebrations. We had actually, because Floyd's Catholic and I'm Hindu, so we had a church wedding, and then we had a Hindu temple wedding the same day, 2 ceremonies the same day, because we were very clear that we didn't want his parents or my parents sitting there and saying, well, you got married on the 6th of April, now you got married on the 7th. And we were like, we're doing it the same day. So we had 2 ceremonies.
What do you want us to know about Floyd?
Just compassionate and real. I feel like that's the word I would use for Floyd. He was real.
I remember the first time I met Floyd, actually. He was working for Grey Coons at Les Pinas. And I was given one of those tours, you know, at that point, I didn't even have a jacket and like nice pants like that. So the waiters in my restaurant,
they all were invested in me going to this fancy restaurant. So one server gave me pants, another server gave me a vest, and then a third one gave me a tie and a jacket. And with all that borrowed clothes, I went to Les Menages to eat. And the meal was amazing. And then as one of the chefs gave me a back tour of the back of the house, the kitchen was like impeccable. But I also noticed there was this Indian kid in that kitchen, and very prominent, you know. He was maybe even sous chef or like very senior on the team. And I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Oh, that was such an amazing time, because I remember when we got married in 91, Floyd used to work for the Taj Group, and they had their restaurant Midtown. And it was, I think, almost just 6 months into us being married, because I remember we used to live in Queens in, you know, in a one-bedroom apartment, and him coming home and saying on his day off, his brother used to work with Gray Kunz at the Peninsula at that time. And he said, Brian has asked me to go and speak with his chef. He wants to learn about flavors. He wants to know how to make bread. So I'm going to go see him. And that became like a regular thing on his day off, that he would go in and show Kunz how to use spices and, you know, what he knew of his food. And Kunz just loved Floyd. I remember his first day in Kunz's kitchen. He came home and you could see there was like fear and just anxiety in his face. And I'm like, what happened? And he goes, well, chef gave me fish to cook. And he says, I overcooked the first four pieces. And every piece I took to him, he threw it in the garbage. And he's like, I don't know what he's expecting. I'm like, well, I'm sure you'll learn. And I think that trained him, because I may be biased, but I think Floyd cooked amazing fish. It was always perfectly done, after that.
Most people also know Floyd through the incredible restaurant Tabla that Floyd and Danny Meyer built together. And it was such a statement because it was such a large restaurant, beautiful. And with two floors, with the bread bar, the first floor, and then the fine dining establishment upstairs, that was transformative, not only for Manhattan, but for Indian restaurants in America in many, many ways, because it was such a sense of arrival. How did the Tabla restaurant come about?
That was, again, thanks to Les Menages, because, you know, Floyd got to be known in the kitchen with the cooks as the guy that brought spices to Kunz's amazing food. And there was one of his cooks at Les Menages went to work for Danny Meyer at Gramercy Tavern. And so in those conversations, he was a sous chef then. In those conversations, he heard that they were looking to do Indian flavors, Indian food.
I'm Danny Meyer, and I am the CEO of Union Square Hospitality Group. A guy named Nick Oltarsh overheard us talking, and Nick said, excuse me, guys, I couldn't help but overhearing you. I have just the guy for you. My sous chef from when I worked at Les Menages, Floyd Cardoz, I know this is exactly what he has been spending his entire career talking about. Can I introduce you guys? And man, it was just like a match made in heaven. And the rest is history. Three New York Times stars right out of the gate from Ruth Reichel. And what I kept encouraging him to do at the bread bar was, all right, now that you've proven to yourself and to the world that you are a culinary chef on a par with anyone else you want to talk about, now please just cook from your heart and cook from your life and make it, you know, authentic to who you are. And he did. He you know, he had his grandmother's recipe for one thing, his mother's recipe for ketchup, Booty's ketchup.
I remember him saying, Danny asking me, what is like your one weakness that you have? And he said, my family. And Danny said, that's not a weakness. That's your strength.
We used to go out to eat food in Jackson Heights with Barca and his two boys. And, you know, 13 years of a restaurant, we got to see each other's kids grow up. And Floyd was so generous with his time.
He loved the fact that it was about family. He's like, this is where I need to be. And so that's how that came about.
This is Will Gadara, restaurateur, formerly of 11 Madison Park and Nomad. Floyd Cardoz was like family to me. I loved my time at Tabla and I grew to love Floyd, but well, at first I was scared of him. But in the years after, he stopped being someone that I was scared of letting down and started being someone that I was so excited to make proud. We throw around this idea of family in our industry far too much. People use it as a platitude. But at Tabla, a couple times a year, Floyd and his wife Barca would invite everyone to their house for a barbecue. There was no pomp and circumstance. There was no pretense. It was all about making people feel like they were truly part of their lives. And I felt that every day since.
Hi, my name is Chef Ty Coates. I'm a private chef here in Charleston, South Carolina. The gifts he's given me, you know, as a human being, not just a chef. Integrity being one of them, you know, always doing what you say you're going to do, even if that means sacrificing something else, you know. I got to see what it was like to be an adult through him. You know, I met my wife while I was at Tabla. You know, I was, you know, married while I was at Tabla. I had my only daughter while I was at Tabla. So he was kind of like a life coach through all that. There's so many accolades that I felt like he deserved, and he didn't really care about them necessarily, but boy, did he deserve them, you know? And then once you met him, you're like, holy God, this guy is the most incredible guy ever.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I am Manit Chauhan. I am a chef restaurateur in Nashville. The first time I met Chef Floyd, I was still in school. And to me, he was larger than life at that time and still is. Because what he had done was he had broken the stereotype of what Indian food is. I mean, Tabla was such an iconic restaurant, right? He had paved the way. He had given chefs like me a path that, yes, he showed us that it is possible, so we can do it, to not to give up on who we are or not to try to change our dance based on the tune. Like, we could sing our own tune, and that is incredible.
Floyd always was very clear about the fact that we came to this country as immigrants. You started at zero, irrespective of what your experience or what your knowledge or what you came with from wherever you came from. It was made very clear that because you were not white, you had two more extra rungs to climb to make it plain level ground. We were a little lower than the other immigrants that came in because of the color of our skin. And we were treated as we were foreign because people did not know enough about us. And so his thing was, if I have the space and I've been granted and awarded the space and people look at me beyond the color of my skin for the talent, I need to use it productively. I need to use it. So he always made sure that if he could mentor, he mentored. If he could help raise funds for charities that he was very, you know, dear to him, whether it was hunger, whether it was kids, whether it was education, cancer, this was what he worked for every single day. And so I feel that's his legacy. His legacy is making sure you pay it forward, that you give back, and you always, always remember where you came from. His team and his, friends at Hunger Inc. in India, they just started a scholarship at a culinary school in his honor. And to me, what better way than to pay it forward that way? And this is now my life's journey, is to make sure that I follow his footsteps. I accomplish things that he would have accomplished if he was alive. And my biggest thing is paying it forward and making it better for people that I can help with.
I hope that the scholarship foundation gets going. I hope that we can start sending young students back and forth, because I know that is one of your legacies and one of Floyd's big legacies, to build an understanding about both cultures are so beautiful in some way.
Absolutely. And, if you can take passionate human beings that love the cuisine and love the food and then show them how it blends itself to its space. India, it's so vast. It's so beautiful. And there's so much there that, you know, kids that, even Indian kids that are born here, like even my own children, they were born here, they grew up here, and they go back. And to just see the food, to see how people live, it's such a difference. And I think it also humbles you to realize that everyone adapts to where they are. And to see that and to have it on both sides is just spectacular. I know Peter went with Floyd 2 years ago to India on a food trip that Floyd did. And he goes, I don't know, Mom, I'm working, if I'll get time off. And I'm like, Pete, I think you need to do this trip. It will make him so happy because he gets to show you proudly of what he's achieved, what he's done for India. but it also gives you as an adult to spend time with him to understand where he comes from and his culture and his food. Until today, we talk about that. And he said that was one of my best holidays with Dad because I just got to see food and India through Dad's lens. And he says just to see him feel that joy that he was sharing his legacy and his experience with life growing up. He says he took me to the places he'd go to when he was my age.
So we were there for, I think I was only able to take about a week off. He was there for 2 weeks. And, you know, I got in, we went to Mumbai. We went to the Bombay Canteen. He showed me around, showed me the markets and stuff like that. I went to go see my cousin. And then we went to Goa, and Goa was so much different. Like, I had only been there as a kid, and I kind of was just in my family's house. So I only had that. But he took me to the markets. He took me, you know, to the food. We met one of his friends, and it was just insane how different it was viewing it as an adult, where, you know, it's not me going just on a family trip. It's me actually going as an adult. And I kind of went with my dad as a friend instead of, you know, just going with him as a kid. So it was really great.
That's priceless. And I think we just, you know, we hold on to what was ours and we just give it to our children. And it's amazing to see that.
Every time I cook, I always go back to a place in my life because that's where my inspirations come from. I don't think from my head. Most of my food comes from my heart and my soul. So any dish I create has some connection. So if I'm making a piece of fish, I think of my father. If I'm doing a piece of pork, I think of my grandmother. So that's where these memories of me growing up in India help me do what I'm doing. And that's what drives me.
Floyd loved to eat fish, any form, whether it was sushi or if it was cooked with, you know, like different cultures cooking it different ways. It was always going back to his culture, to Indian food. He loved eating his rice with his fish curry, or if his mom made the shakuti, which was made out of goat meat. That was heaven for him. And it's so strange because that was the last meal he ate with his mom. So yeah, he truly lived a perfect life.
Hey, this is Dan Kluger. Floyd was a friend and a mentor. And I owe a lot of who I am as a chef, as a restaurant owner, and husband, father, person, friend, to him and to my time with him. I think he helped shape my career and who I am today. Floyd was a chef with an incredible heart. He was incredibly generous with his time. I think I take away from our time together the most, or his time with me the most. Always find the gold in everything you do. Floyd was truly an incredible person.
Hi, this is Gail Simmons. I'm a judge on Bravo's Top Chef and author. He had the most positive outlook on life. Always. And he was incredibly humble as a human being, you know, always making sure to ask about you, how you're doing. Not long before the pandemic, we bumped into each other coming out of the subway and just stopped and chatted for a while. And it was like so good to see him. And I think back to this moment all the time, because had I known it was the last time I'd see him, I wish I'd had.
In October 2019, I saw Floyd for the last time. I just wish I spent a little more time at the table talking to him. I could have just talked to him for 5 minutes longer, giving him a big hug.
I'm very happy with what I do. I've had people come to me and say, hey, how do you do this? Second generation Indians, third generation Indians, so kids want to come and work in this business. And I think for me, I would do this all over again because I'm happy, passionate, I care for this. I want all my guests to have the experience and love affair that I have for Indian food.
He might physically not be with us, but he'll always be with us.
Floyd Cardos, forever.
This couldn't be done possible without so many people, starting with Barca Cardos and Peter Cardos, his son and beautiful wife, Danny Meyer, Will Cadera, Gail, Manit, Ty Coates, and Dan Kluger, Thank you for coming together and sharing your special moments with Chef Floyd. I think this is what we need right now. We need to share our stories. We need to heal. This is a shock that happened to our system, but it's been a great honor to be able to put this episode together and share it with you. I also want to say a special shout out to the This Moment listener, because without you, this is not possible.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.